This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. 16-year-old actress Caitlin Diaz stars as the voice of Riley Anderson in the critically acclaimed Disney Pixar animated movie Inside Out.
Well, Riley, she's sort of the main character, but she's also the setting, because we get to see inside her head and how things work in there. So it was definitely interesting just thinking about it, but recording was a whole nother thing.
Did you find it?
It pushed me to my limits a little bit, but it was still a lot of fun.
You said again, it pushed you to your limits?
Yeah. For one scene, I had to cry, and so I had to really put myself in a mental state where I can make it sound really realistic. And in doing so, I actually cried, which made my mom, who was in the other room listening, cry because her baby's crying. She wants to do something to help.
Well, that's part of good acting, right? To be able to make yourself cry?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So now you're 16 years old?
Yep.
And this is your first big voice role?
It's my first big role, period.
And
so
how
that's definitely exciting.
Yeah, how did you come to get this role?
Well, when I first auditioned 4 years ago, it was for the Scratch voice, which is the voice that they'll put the storyboards to present the idea of the movie and hopefully get funding. And they liked me for it so much that they kept me for the full thing.
And did you have to change your normal speaking voice and, like, adopt a character voice, or did you just talk normally?
I just talked normally, but since I was around 11 at the time that I started recording, over the years I've had to adjust my voice a little bit and just make it sound younger and a little lighter, as I'm doing now.
Yeah, I can hear the difference, sure.
Yeah, it wasn't that too hard to adjust.
Are people going to fall in love with this character, Riley Anderson?
I certainly hope they will.
But, I mean, is she that kind of a character that people are going to go, aw, you know, we love her?
I believe so, yes. She sort of goes through a hard time, so she'll at least get sympathy points.
And do you find her a character that you would like to do again if they have a sequel or that kind of thing?
Definitely. She's really easy to relate to. Anyone who's switched schools or moved houses can see what she's going through and understand.
Now, we see the other people that lent their voices to this movie, Amy Poehler, Lewis Black, Mindy Kaling. Now, I know usually you tape in solo recording sessions, so did you even get to meet some of these other people?
Not until the premiere, no, but it was still exciting to meet them nonetheless.
Yeah, now when was the premiere?
It was June 8th. The premiere was June 8th.
June 8th, okay, but it comes out this Friday, the 19th.
Yes.
And are you excited about it opening nationwide? Do you have family and friends, like, around the country who are going to get to hear you in this movie?
Well, not around the country, but definitely at home. I'm going to go to the local theater and just go and watch it with friends and family and invite anyone in the area to come join me.
You would be of high school age, but are you homeschooled or do you go to a regular public school or private school?
I am homeschooled, which definitely makes things easier for acting because then I'm not missing days and having to make up work, which just makes everything a whole lot easier.
Terrific. So what's the next thing on the agenda for you after this big, the main character of Inside Out?
Well, I'm not sure yet, but I'm always out there auditioning.
And would you like to do more on-screen acting where we can actually see what you look like?
I'm happy with both. They both have their own charm to them, for sure.
And what's your highlight of the movie from your aspect of it, now that you've seen it?
That's a tough choice. I'm going to have to go with one of the characters himself, Bing Bong, Riley's imaginary friend. He's just absolutely hilarious and totally lovable.
And who voices that character?
Richard Kind.
Oh, sure, the actor, sure, the Richard Kind. That is so cool.
Definitely is. And he's a wonderful man as well. Very nice. And kind, as his name suggests.
I'm glad he lives up to his name.
He certainly does.
And so, Caitlin Diaz, tell us about your entertainment resume up to this point.
Well, I've done a couple of commercials, and I've also done a small film, small budget film, and a short film that went to a film festival as well. And one of them, The Burial, actually got fake slapped, which was definitely fun. They didn't actually touch me, but from the way that they made the camera angle, it really looked like I got slapped.
Oh my goodness, no one wants to slap little 16-year-old Caitlin Diaz.
Well, I wasn't even 16 at the time. I was even younger, around 11. No, it was before I was 11. I think it was around 9 or 10.
So this Disney Pixar movie certainly could open doors for you, huh?
It definitely can, and I'm really hoping to use that momentum to get me even further along.
I know a lot of older actors like to do the Disney voices because their grandkids or their kids enjoy, you know, seeing them in the movie or hearing them in the movie. But you're so young, I guess you basically can look forward to a lifetime of having this movie and when you have kids playing it for them.
It definitely will be one thing I'm going to do as a parent.
Well, hopefully there's a lot more between then and now because you're only 16 and... You don't have anything else booked at this time? You're just waiting for the phone to ring or for the agent to call for the audition, right?
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. I'm not letting it drag me down. Always stay positive. That's
absolutely.
That's the movie. There's always a way to turn things around.
All right, Caitlin Diaz, thank you so much for a few minutes. We look forward to this big premiere nationally on June 19th for Inside Out from Disney Pixar. That's quite a resume stopper there for you.
It definitely is.
All the best.
Thank you.
And with actress Caitlin Diaz of Inside Out, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This NL MVP slugged 339 homers, knocked in nearly 1,500 runs, and showed off one of the strongest arms in the outfield during his 19 seasons.
Throw at the plate.
So, where is Dave Parker now? Near the end of his career, Dave got into the fast food business. Today, the Cobra owns several Popeye chicken franchises in the Cincinnati area, where he partners with his wife, Kelly. She on the business side, Dave doing publicity. And Dave knows all about publicity. He starred in a 7-Up commercial during his playing days.
Hey, Dave Parker's turning 7-Up.
America is turning 7-Up.
Now, aren't you thirsty? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. In the United States, the gap between rich and poor has grown exponentially in recent years. Nowhere is that more apparent than in the number of Americans who don't make enough to feed themselves and their families. New numbers suggest 1 in 5 Americans going hungry. Sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, last year, 28.4 million Americans were receiving food stamps, up 19% since the recession started. Compare that to Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs, a major recipient of government patronage, now seeing a profit of $2 billion in the last 3 months alone. The bank's stock value has skyrocketed 68%, and the Wall Street Journal predicts that it's on track to pay out as much as $20 billion this year in compensation and benefits, or about $700,000 per person. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.